Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Lane Johnson called the Eagles' offense constipated. What does that mean to you, Matt Harmon? And again, what did you think about Philadelphia coming off of their bye? You got both A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith coming back from injuries, and yet they were not quite as explosive as you would have liked to see in this matchup here in week number six.
I mean, yeah, I think that constipated and all that, I think that makes sense to me. Here's the thing. You should not – it was pathetic that they – I know they won the game, but it was pathetic that they won this game only 20-16 when you're coming off a bye, you have all your superstars healthy, and Deshaun Watson on the – like, the Browns don't score any touchdowns. They only score a touchdown because Miles Garrett blocks a field goal. This is from Bill Barnwell. Since 2007, out of 566 passers through 6 weeks, Deshaun Watson ranks 585th in QBR, 565th in yards per dropback, and 566th on first down rate. So, I mean, like, we're getting literally the worst imaginable quarterback play on the other side.
Yep.
And it wasn't that good in this game. It wasn't that much better in this game, especially in the first half. Like, you should have blown this team out. And you didn't. You barely squeaked out of here. So I think players, it's funny. You know when teams have like really high expectations for themselves? Because the Bengals players, I watched a lot of the post-game coverage after Sunday night against the Giants. And Chase and Burrow were both, and even some of the guys on defense like BJ Hill, nobody was like, hell yeah, what a win. They're all like, yep, way better. We should have been way better in this game and all that stuff. So. And I feel like these Eagles guys have that standard for themselves. I don't know, man.
Except Nick Sirianni.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say.
Except Nick Sirianni. What? Dude, Sirianni is like trash talking a four-point dub against Cleveland, bro. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, oh, my gosh.
And trash talking Cleveland fans, like, dude, those guys barely want to be there. Those fans, give me a break. I just read off the Deshaun Watson stats. They're stuck with that. They're stuck with that because the owner has sunk cost fallacy. Why you got to chirp at those fans?
Unreal.
You think they care? You think they care that the Browns lost? You think they're expecting anything better than the Browns losing? Give me a break. There's no more a hopeless situation than that one right there. Give me a break, Nick Sirianni. Yeah. And I don't know, man. You know, at different times it was like, yeah, you know, this is going to be Kellen Moore's offense, all that stuff. I'm going to completely keep my hands out of a Nick Sirianni. And then other times, like, well, I'm an offensive guy. It just doesn't feel like a unit that's really come together completely. Mm-hmm. You know, they have great individual players, and I think because they have great individual players, it's going to be hard for them to fall too far in, like, you know, league-wide ranks and things like that. But, yeah, it definitely doesn't – it feels like – a team that doesn't have a lot of answers except let's dunk on people with A.J. Brown, which is great because you could do that. He's A.J. Brown. It was awesome to see him back out there. But, I'm just not 100% sure.
Can you talk about the deployment and usage here for Devontae Smith? I'm surprised that they're not able to find – when A.J. Brown is on the field with Devontae Smith, how are they not able to find some kind of balance where if A.J. Brown is winning these go balls deep downfield, how are they just not beating the hell out of you with Devontae Smith in the intermediate area of the field? I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's a tough one, man. This offense is really tough to figure out because it felt like in week one they had some of those answers against the Packers. I think at this point we know the Packers defense is like not that great.
No, it's not.
Cleveland definitely presents some bigger challenges there. But yeah, I think they have a good first pitch because it's really hard to not have a great first pitch when you have these kind of superstar players. But, you know, Jalen Hurts also is kind of middling as a dropback passer. You know, I think there's a lot of... There was always a scenario where as excited as we were about, you know, the idea of Kellen Moore coming into this offense. And I even said this several times, like, I think that a lot of what Kellen Moore does is like bait for stat nerds and fantasy analysts and things like that with all the motion and things like that, but he's never really coordinated a great offense, you know, at least like on his own.
No, no.
He got to fly the coop from Mike McCarthy, and then immediately like everything kind of goes to hell in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, it's like there was always a scenario where this worked out really, really well. There's also a scenario where this doesn't really fit with Jalen Hurts, and that doesn't really work with Jalen Hurts, and there's kind of like an oil and water effect here. And I'm not saying we're there right now, but at least it's on my radar that that is still one of the possibilities here.
When you're looking at EPA per dropback, Philadelphia is 15th in the NFL. That is, to me, unacceptable. When you talk about having a wide receiver room of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, how on God's green earth can you be, you know, slightly below league average when you're talking about EPA per dropback? How does that make sense, Matt? That makes no sense at all. You can't do that. Not with AJ Brown and Devontae. And I get that AJ Brown's been hurt too, but still, I mean, good Lord, you got to find a way. This is crazy. I'm confused. And to be honest with you, other than just saying, well, they need to throw to the intermediate area of the field more often, which I totally think that needs to happen, I just don't have any clear answers as to what is going on. Because I tell you what, they've gotten a good season at Saquon Barkley, man. You know, Barkley's playing pretty well. So my brain is in a pickle. I don't understand how you have these guys. You've got Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, a good player, man. Like, what? Come on, bro. Like, you got to be out here. You have to be out here being able to just grip it and rip it, you know? I mean, shoot, we didn't even talk about Dallas Goedert. Goddard's a great player too, you know? Like, they should be able to just walk off the bus and drop, you know, 20 to 30 points on you without even thinking.
Yeah, and like, it kind of was on my radar that as soon as, you know, both of these guys go down, Brown and Smith, that their first answer is like, yeah, let's pepper Britt and Covey with targets. You know, I don't know. They don't have a single other wide receiver on the team that has a catch of 16 plus yards this year.
Wow.
Not a one.
Wow. That's not good. That's not good at all.
That's troubling.
Yeah, that's troubling. I don't get it. I'm very confused by this Philadelphia Eagles offense, and they do need to start figuring something out. It feels like they're close, though, Matt. It feels like they're close, but can they break through? And I feel like, shoot, actually, the way I described it, shoot, constipated is the perfect word for it. Mm-hmm. It really is. It feels like they're close. It feels like they should be right there, but they're not right there. So, but if they can figure out a little something here, and maybe Jalen Hurts just gets a little bit more comfortable in the Kellen Moore system, and they'll be off and running. And 3 weeks from now, we look back at this conversation and say, well, hey, listen, they figured it out, and now they're off and running. So, I don't know.
Yeah, totally possible. And, you know, they get New York, the Giants in week 7. I think we're kind of back on track with the Giants defense, and because they're just really good up front. And I think Shane Bowen's actually had some pretty good ideas from a coverage perspective. But then week 8, Bengals, week 9, Jags, week 10, Cowboys, week 11,
hello,
Commanders, week 12, the Rams, week 13,
oh,
Ravens.
Goodness.
We just mentioned that they can be vulnerable in the secondary, but that's clearly the toughest matchup. Week 14, Panthers, week 15, Steelers, week 16,
oh, my goodness,
Commanders, week 17,
oh, my goodness,
Dallas, week 18, the Giants. So if we're definitely, I mean, that stretch after the
dang
Giants here, week 8 to week 12, where we go from Bengals, Jags, Cowboys, Commanders to Rams, if we're still feeling constipated, if we haven't pushed through, we haven't broken through, to continue the analogy, if we haven't broken through after that point, then I think we start to raise the alarm bells. But yeah, I'll give them a little bit of a pass this week.
Wow. Speaking of, in fantasy terms, golly, you should go out and there and just go buy all these Philadelphia Eagles passing assets, man. 100%. Good Lord, what a stretch of games that they've got coming up here.